in Boston.
Adar? And there's just no end in sight, it seems like, for those people in the Midwest who've been facing just the massively bad weather for days on end. More than half of Iowa's counties have been declared state disaster areas because of flooding. Thousands of homes have been evacuated. The governor will be giving the head of FEMA a firsthand look at the damage today. As the Des Moines River rose in Iowa, Andy Brudkuhl swapped news with his neighbors using Twitter. The response he got in text and photos impressed him enough that he started a website. Since it launched on Tuesday, iowaflood.com has become a constantly updated mix of content about rising waters across the state. Welcome, Andy. What's the latest updates you've received from people?
It's been pretty quiet this morning. Most of the updates are coming from the eastern Iowa, Cedar Rapids and Iowa City region.
And Cedar Rapids at this point is underwater.
Yeah, it's completely underwater. I just got some pictures and some videos up this morning. They're driving boats down the street, so it's pretty crazy.
Why did you create the site? What inspired you to do it?
There was just a lot of social media out there, and it's traditionally a decentralized medium, and I just figured I should centralize it so people not involved in social media could access it pretty easily.
And did you get responses immediately?
Yeah, I launched the site Tuesday afternoon and announced it on Twitter, and they took the message and ran with it.
Tell us about some of the things that have ended up on your website that people have sent in.
A lot of pictures, a lot of aerial shots from people flying in planes. I've been getting stories sent in on people's experiences with it.
Is there one story that sticks out in your mind?
Not particularly. Most of them are just talking about the pictures that they send in, just kind of in shock that there's water in their streets and whatnot.
Andy, yeah. People are using your site to find out how their neighborhood is doing, if they grew up there, or if they have some connection to any particular street. I think that's really amazing.
Right, and we had one blogger I'd never met before. He wrote about the site yesterday, and that's exactly what he said. He said he can go to all the mainstream media to get, you know, updates and news, but he came to my site to see what the streets looked like that he used to walk on, you know. And he lives in Virginia now, but, you know, that's what he wanted to see.
Andy Brudkuhl, yeah. You've managed to avoid some of the harshest results of this bad weather. The creator of iowaflood.com, we thank you very much for joining us, and we wish you well.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.